This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially those over-the-road truckers that are out there getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start the hour out. You've got something there. There was a murder in South Carolina. They've apparently caught the suspect in, what, Jacksonville?
That's right, Captain. This goes from Greenwood, South Carolina, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, where Greenwood County sheriffs said that they found, the suspect was found at a Red Roof Inn in Jacksonville, Florida. Officers there were able to detain a man who's wanted in connection with the murder of three people and injuring one child in Greenwood, South Carolina. They say that after this incident occurred, this person got on an airplane and flew to Florida, and that's where they found him. Although the sheriff's deputies are not saying exactly how they knew where to find him, there's more details, obviously, to come out about this. But evidently, the child who's involved in this was actually able to leave the house where the shooting was occurring and go to a neighbor's house, and they called 911. So at the very least, the top suspect is in custody, and that's good to report.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's good news. White evangelical leaders are conflicted on the subject of the COVID-19 vaccine. Research shows that evangelical Christians are the least likely religious group in the U.S. to get it. Now, more blacks than whites are probably not going to get it because they just don't trust whatever it is that's coming forth from the government, and I can't say as I blame them with all the nonsense that's going on.
Well, there's a lot of noise, and it's hard to punch through that noise, and certainly if candidate Biden thought that he was going to be able to come in and sort of wave a magic wand and everybody was just going to simply go get vaccinated because he said so, he's not done a very good job at convincing people. A lot of people have been vaccinated. In fact, Captain, as of yesterday, the U.S. Began to hit the marks that we were looking to hit by July the 4th in terms of percentage of vaccinations. But obviously, there's still a long way to go. Yeah.
Now, the infrastructure scam that's out there with this $1.2 trillion and then the $3.5 trillion hanging in the wings, and the Democrats are trying to put the two of them together to get one big bill and this, that, and the other. One of the people that's on the Republican side that's all in on the $1.2 trillion because he thinks it will stop the $3.5 from coming through is Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana. Now, he's a doctor. I don't really trust him because there's something about him when he talks and you look at him, it just there's something about him that just makes me wonder. You know what I mean? Do you ever get that feeling?
Right, right, yeah.
So I don't know. And part of it is because of this right here. You think he'd be making a big stink about this, but Louisiana on Monday reinstated a mask mandate in all indoor locations, including schools and colleges, as the state struggles with surging COVID-19 cases because of the Delta variant and one of the nation's lowest vaccination rates. You would think that this senator would be worried about what's going on in his state and not the $1.2 trillion stimulus bill.
Well, exactly right. And actually, we had a chance to talk to somebody who was going to school in Louisiana and going to go back to school in Louisiana. And they are looking at these much more restrictive kinds of things because of the low vaccination rate in the state of Louisiana. Absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, California Governor Gavin Newsom seems to have a simple way to beat back the recall election that could force him out of a job. You know what it is?
What's that?
Get Democrats to vote for him. And that's
well,
getting hard, a little bit harder to do with all the stuff he's doing.
Well, exactly right. You know, at some point, and I'm not trying to be too funny, but at some point he's going to have to come out and give some kind of executive order on the whole bacon problem that's brewing in California.
Which is going to affect the rest of the country.
Well, of course it will. Exactly. And but obviously, if he wants to do a bunch of giveaways, he might start there. But the real crux of the issue, though, in all seriousness, is that he has been trying to buy off people's perceptions by going here and doing this and that and giving this away or making this and that announcement and so forth, when in reality, Californians and many Democrats in California are kind of fed up with this whole thing. But it's going to be a hard, hard hill to climb.
Yep, it is. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here. Don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back, and we'll have another special announcement from Mike Lindell when we come back from this break. So we shall return. Don't you go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you very much for that great lead-in. Now, you know, folks, once in a while, something comes along that you just gotta get out there. And Mike Lindell, of course, from MyPillow.com, I'm one of his endorsers. And I can tell you that he's got a tremendous symposium coming up here on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of August, just a couple of days away here. And he's going to tell you about it himself, because yesterday he made a commercial, and Kyle and I are going to tell you what the commercial, it's a television commercial, but it's got audio, so we're going to play this as a radio commercial. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, Kyle, you saw the commercial, right?
Right, I saw the commercial, yeah.
Okay, what's the promo code say?
Well, the promo code on the screen is promo code CAPTAIN.
And that's the television commercial.
Exactly.
So yep. They use my promo code for the television commercial.
Yep.
And that's the one that you won't see on Fox because Fox wouldn't play it. And I don't know why. What's wrong with that?
Right. And they also gave the 800 number.
Yeah.
800-641-5459.
So there's a couple of ways to do this to support Mike Lindell. First of all, you can go to frankspeech.com. And when you see that link on there and you get to where all the different specials are and all the different products that he has, you just use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can call them right now on the telephone, 800-641-5459. And again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can always go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page, find all the deep discounts on all the products that are there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. Any way you do it, it's a win-win situation. And again, you're helping Mike Lindell, a guy who needs no explanation as to what he's done and how he's done it. The guy is, in my opinion, he's been railroaded. Well, let's see. Screwed, blued, and tattooed. How's that?
Right.
Yep. And he's still standing strong. Still standing strong. So.
Yep.
God bless him for that. All right. Now, back to what we were talking about here. Let's start with this one. I'm going to go over to my my governor here, Ron DeSantis, because Jen Psaki yesterday in a press conference attacked Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, saying that he was not helping matters by the fact that, you know, our that here are the steps and precautions that can be taken, including encouraging people to get vaccinated, encouraging people to wear masks, including allowing schools to mandate masks and allowing kids to wear masks, which is the current, which is not the current state of play in Florida. Jen Psaki said that, and she immediately got a response fired at her across the bow.
That's right. I believe the governor has been very steadfast. He's not going to he's not going to go for this all this stuff. Obviously, we're hearing kind of a fixation now on Florida, and I think that's sort of part of the reporting strategy on this, and that is to single out Florida and try to make it look as if Florida really is going the opposite direction.
Okay, they're not going the opposite direction. Let's establish something here, because there's a misinformation ploy going on here in Florida. First of all, the people that are coming down with this, some of them have been vaccinated, yes, but the people for the most part that are coming down with this are the people that are not vaccinated. They happen to be, some of them are illegal. Some of them are here from overseas, travelers that have come into the state, and others are people that are transients that come down here in the wintertime that work the carny shows, pardon me, and that sort of stuff, and they come down here to just do nothing for a while until the carnivals and the circuses and whatnot go back north. That's what's going on.
Right, exactly. But again, it's a strategy behind it all, because Florida was a success story, Texas was a success story.
Still is.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is why they're focusing on that. And at the same time though too, when you hear about, well, you know, this is going to be the way things are going to be for a very long time, it does give people some trouble, I think.
We are almost flat down here on the curve as far as deaths and that sort of thing and hospitalizations. Again, it depends on where you go. Are there some pockets that are a little bit higher than others? Yeah, but where are they? Oh, gosh, they're down in Miami. They're down in Fort Lauderdale. They're over in Orlando. A few of them may be in Jacksonville. What do those cities all have in common, I ask?
What's that?
Democratic mayors.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and again, you know, this is all a real thing. The Delta variant is formidable, but I think what most people are wondering about, Captain, is that, well, the same things that didn't really work before, are they going to try to be reimposed again in some way, shape, or form. And I think that one of the most relevant things, though, is the so-called breakthrough infections. And I'm hoping that somebody in the government over there is trying to do some science, because they have to figure out how that happens and whether or not that is widespread, whether or not that's going to be, you know, is it really more of a statistical outlier in the grand sense? Because otherwise, they will use it as a tactic again as well.
By the way, Mayorkas, the DHS secretary,
yeah,
is stating that there's no border crisis, that they have it under control.
Well, yeah, nothing to see here. You know, there
21,000 people they picked up last week. They got it under control. Yeah, sure you do.
Well, right. But again, and all this has to do with information. It has to do with the way that information is manipulated and or distributed.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, Captain, earlier you mentioned to me off the air about something about social media partnering with news organizations to
right.
fight misinformation. But yet, you and I, when we grow up in the big world, there's misinformation all over the place. You have to be able to filter all that out yourself.
Twitter has partnered with the Associated Press and Reuters to get at the misinformation.
Right.
Twitter.
But there's misinformation everywhere. People have to learn to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's why, see, if you're educated, if you learn things, you're not going to fall for it.
Now, Governor Cuomo in New York is pushing New York State private businesses to mandate vaccine-only admission into their businesses. How stupid is that?
Well, this is part of a sort of almost an end run around. It's understandable why you'd have many businesses require this kind of thing, because they are worried about being sued. They're worried about liability. So instead of having government mandates per se, it will be much more pieced together by private industry. And I think we'll see that. We'll see that as well of people going to work in an office. They're going to say, well, you can't work in here unless you're vaccinated.
Well,
if that's where it's going to go.
North Carolina has mandated the vaccines for state employees and healthcare workers, and as the school board debates whether or not the kids are going to need to wear masks because North Carolina just went to the mandate.
Right, right, exactly. So again,
for the state workers, that is.
Well, and to all this, I would say, you know, where is the approval coming for, you know, the official approval? And that may make a big, big dent in a lot of this, because right now none of these vaccines are officially approved. Yes, they're emergency approved for obvious reasons, but if they could get fully approved, that might really, make it a lot easier.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right after your stations get a chance to identify themselves and a little bottom of the hour news coming to you off the network. So I will be back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said that the process should not be accelerated for political purposes.
But a necessity, the same goes for the Senate, having a robust and bipartisan amendment process on legislation of this magnitude. Our full consideration of this bill must not be choked off by any artificial timetable that our Democratic colleagues may have penciled out for political purposes. Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. More customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. We'll get back to him in a minute because he's hanging on my telephone line. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and I've been with them for going on 18 years. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. Also a motorcycle, you got one of them, ATV, boat, or RV, they can insure all that. And the cheapest way to get your insurance down is to bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo's insurance policy. You do that, you're going to save a bunch of money. So the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And while you're over there, get yourself a price quote, because you don't need to go to the insurance agent to do that. But if you want to, you can do that too. You'll find out what's going to happen, and you'll be standing in high cotton. All righty. There you go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
COVID-19. Two-thirds of the Democrats polled
wants mandatory masks, and that's even after you've been vaccinated.
Well, sure. I think because a lot of people are hearing these things on the news, for one thing. But the vaccination is supposed to, A, you know, keep you from getting sick, and the rare chance, and Senator Lindsey Graham is an example of this, then you're not going to get very sick. You might get a little bit, according to what we know so far about people who've been vaccinated who've had some kind of infection. But that's, I think, this poll among Democrat voters. But I'm wondering what the Democrat leadership would really want. In other words, if you could get mask mandates even after you've been vaccinated, is that all? Is that everything? You know, should there be, you know, why would we have contact tracing and checking in and this kind of thing? In other words, Captain, I think what people really want to understand from the Democrat left is, what is the end game? At what point would we ever declare we've beaten COVID-19? Mm-hmm. Is there, what set of circumstances has to be there for them to be able to say, okay, everybody live a normal life? We don't know what that is, and it's not simply because, well, it's an evolving problem, but there has to be some metric that we would use to say we can live a normal life.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a situation that happened over the weekend with a merchant tanker that apparently was owned by an Israeli company, and the U.S. Navy helped them out after they were hit by an Iranian drone that fired a couple of rockets at them, and believe it killed a couple of the crewmen on board the ship, and the ship had to go into port, and the U.S. Navy came out to make sure that they got into port.
Yes, and I believe this happened in the Arabian Sea.
Yep.
And it looks like we had two people killed, unfortunately. One was a British national, by the way. The other was Romanian.
Yep.
And so now you've got both the United States and Britain joining in with Israel and going after Tehran as being behind this attack.
Well, it might have been the Houthis again, because they've got the capability to fly these drones.
Right, right. And at the support, in so many different ways, at the support of Tehran. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's very concerning right now are the new missile silos that are being found in China that may be China's answers to their rivals with a lot more nukes.
Well, every single time we get something like this, and this even harkens back to just a few days ago when China spoke very harshly to Japan about any kind of interference or anything like that that Japan might have to do with Taiwan. So, you know, and with China actually saying things like, we're going to use nuclear weapons, if, you know, this is, so they are trying to flex their muscles. They're flexing their muscles in more ways than one. This is one of those things that they've obviously wanting to make sure they have parity with the West.
Well,
at least try to. Yeah.
What do you think their end game is?
I think their end game, ultimately, well, in the short term, I think we're looking at issues to having to do with Taiwan and the South China Sea. I think we're also looking at the idea that the Chinese government wants to spread its influence. It wants to have its own lock on certain geopolitical aspects for resources and this kind of thing. And they're playing they're not playing everybody live on the earth and peace game. I think they're playing we want what we want game, and it could be very, very volatile very quickly.
Now, somebody asked me yesterday if I thought that Joe Biden was going to have the military get vaccinated, you know, if he's going to make it mandatory. Well, here's the word. Joe Biden's administration is urging the Pentagon to make the COVID vaccines mandatory for the military.
Yep, that's what we're hearing. Yes, exactly. And one would think, of course, in the military, for one, especially since we saw so many outbreaks early on that actually made ships have to stay in ports and this kind of thing. Or at sea, exactly, such that they would not be effective at the drop of a hat, because that's the job. You have to be able to be effective at the drop of a hat for whatever might come along. So I think people have always thought that the military might be one of the first places that would definitely be have this mandate. But that being said, I think there's still going to be litigation about it, obviously, and we'll get to the bottom of it, but it'll take a little bit of time.
Yep. Now, the infrastructure bill seeks to secure the U.S. border, and in addition, there's a new word that's popped up. Have you heard it?
What's that?
Invasive species.
The invasive species.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. The wording in this this new infrastructure bill seeks to secure the U.S. border against invasive species.
Yeah, but what they're talking about, I think, stuff that's like agricultural. They're trying to detect invasive species at points of entry. Not totally dissimilar, I think, to where you're driving along.
Like California, when you come in with the California Department of Agriculture.
Exactly.
Do you have any plants, sir?
Do you have any plants? Do you have any fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any bananas? Anything like that? So, exactly. So that's what they're talking about. But obviously, there's a lot more going on at the border. We actually have people coming across the border, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and there's a big brouhaha brewing in D.C. where the mayor, Bowser, reinstated the mask mandate, but not for the federal government or the D.C. legislators or even for herself when she was at an indoor event where other people had masks on, but not her or the people at her table.
Well, you know, this goes back a long, long way, a long list of people throughout history who've always made up a rule that they don't have to follow, but all their, shall we say, subjects have to follow in that sense.
Now, wait till you hear this one. The
yep.
U.S. has advised against travel to Greece, Ireland, Iran, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Guess who just hopped on an airplane with his family and flew to Greece?
Well, it's Chris Murkowski.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I think he's in store for a little surprise because I believe they're going to have to quarantine for, what, 7 or 10 days or whatever it is?
Well, it may be in terms of trying to return back to the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and again, it's interesting, too, because I don't think we've seen any real movement on what's going on, say, for example, to go to Canada, for example, and the Biden administration has left in place some of these other travel restrictions as well. You know, back when President Trump did travel restrictions early on, wasn't it Biden who came out and said this is all wrong, this is the worst thing you could ever do, and this kind of thing? But
it was.
Well, yeah, but it turns out that, you know, that's exactly the tack that Biden is taking to one degree or another regarding all this, and it's not let up yet.
Now, a U.S. Labor Board official has recommended a rerun of a landmark union election at the Amazon plant in Alabama. How about that?
Very interesting. The plot thickens.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we've got a song that we're going to play. A little bit of a surprise, but the person that sent it to us will be very, very happy. How's that? All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime.
anyplace, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty, that's Don and Donna up there, Carrollton, Georgia, Cowboy Logic Radio. Find them at their website, cowboylogicradio.us, and they're on YouTube, and they've got a little, it's used to be a radio show, but now it's like a television production is what they're doing. But anyway, check them out. And this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on us, and become a member of the Drivers Club. Okay, we got a little something here from Chris up in Massachusetts, so we're going to play it. Here we go.
Showing.
control myself. The tempter is bound and you got me shaking. You've got me so that my nerves are breaking.
All righty, that's the Trogs. And Kyle, weren't they the ones that did Wild Thing?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. And that one comes from 1966, and they were originally called the Troglodytes, but I guess truncated it to just the Trogs, which is a even much cooler band name, by the way.
Yeah, and by the way, they were riding in a rail car there in the end, and there was a blonde and a brunette sitting up in front of the guys in the band that were singing, and the girls were singing along with them.
Yep, there you go. And that was from Chris in Massachusetts, right?
Yep. The Golden Boy.
All right.
All righty. Well, let me take a look here. Folks, we got some weather to talk about. I got a bunch of rain on the East Coast right now. I told you what was going to happen. There it is. So you take it away with the West Coast there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're continuing to see a lot of flash flood watches all throughout most of western New Mexico and northern New Mexico as well. That's going up the I-25 corridor. In Grand Junction, or I should say in western Colorado, between Grand Junction and Denver on I-70 in Glenwood Canyon, they are still going to have that area blocked off, and the interstate will be impassable there perhaps for a few days to a few weeks, according to the governor in Colorado, so you definitely want to add in extra time for detouring around that as they try to figure out how to deal with all this mudslide damage. Air quality alert goes on in eastern Colorado. This is going to cover Denver, Fort Collins, as a matter of fact, and up through most of the state of Wyoming tonight. A little bit of flash flood watches near Laramie tonight, but mostly air quality alerts throughout most of the state. Dissipating mostly in Montana, except for the Missoula area. Also up for Coeur d'Alene, Spokane have the air quality alerts going on, but we've got the intense heat happening in Southern California, the Las Vegas area, Kingman, Arizona, around Phoenix, could be high triple digits, 113 degrees perhaps. But watch out for this monsoonal moisture that's all through Colorado and New Mexico, because it can spring up and you'll get a lot of rain really fast.
Well, you want to talk about rain? Yep, I was telling you about what was going to go on there. First, I'll go up into Minnesota, though, and tell you they got a very poor air quality day going up there again. And if you're coming across out of the Twin Cities on I-94 down over towards Madison or straight across towards Green Bay, you've got some poor air quality there, but then down below that, you're okay. But the fact of the matter is that one other little place on the air quality, and that would be the Metroplex around Dallas. They have an air quality alert there. But this rain I told you about that was moving across from the west to the east in the Gulf of Mexico, right now it's up in the panhandle from about Destin, Florida, all the way down to somewhere around Citrus County in Florida on the Gulf side. And then it kind of skipjacks over up into Georgia, up around Valdosta, if you will. And then over on the east coast of Georgia from just a little bit south of Savannah, all the way up to, let's see, just about the Chesapeake Bay, the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. You've got rain now on and off. It is going to be heavy. There is going to be some flooding in that area. There always is, because it's very low lining through there. And that'll keep you real busy for a while up through there with the rain going on and off for, looks like, until Friday, by the looks of it there, Kyle.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay, so tell us about your show, how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much, and appreciate him working with us when we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report weather. All right, so joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I know this happened a couple of days ago, but we're starting to get some information about it. The merchant tanker that was apparently owned by Israel or an Israeli company, I don't know which the case is, was aided by a U.S. Navy warship as they guided it into port, helped it get into port, after it was struck by an Iranian drone, killing two of the crew members.
Isn't that crazy? I don't even know. Yeah, I think it was a millionaire that actually owned the ship. And it's gotten just very little press.
Right.
But of course, Tehran denies that they had anything to do with this. Well, don't we have the British that are the ones that are supposed to be kind of monitoring those waters?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, it just seems that we go, week after week here with Iran doing something and giving us all kinds of reasons to not pursue any kind of deals with them, especially resurrecting, you know, some kind of participation in this nuclear deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to just keep doing it and staying the course. But we are not the only country that is blaming Iran for this attack.
No.
The UK is too. So, Tony Blinken says there was no justification for this, as it shows a pattern of attacks and belligerent behavior. Okay, well, Tony Blinken, then say to Iran, here's what we're doing. Stop relieving these sanctions that we have on them. And, you know, let's rock with this thing. But they don't seem to want to do that.
Yeah, and Israel reported this first. I saw it on one of the Israeli websites, and then it suddenly got picked up by the American press. But this was not a front-page story.
No. And it's crazy why it wasn't.
Yeah.
We apparently they're asking, you know, the U.S. for some evidence and, you know, some intelligence on this thing. And I don't know if we have or have not. I don't know who has coughed up, but it blew a hole through the top of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some, injuries.
Yeah, and two people were killed, unfortunately, two crewmen.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the music up in my ear, so I'm going to put you on hold. And, folks, Denise Stein will be right back with me right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, too. We'll be back with hour number three. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is the Tuesday morning edition of the program. This is the morning when we have Ron Edwards on. Chris Markowski's over in Greece. He might not get back for a while. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.